I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Even though we're headed into the summertime, it's still a great time to be a bird watcher in West Virginia. We'll talk a little more about it right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone.
Conventional wisdom tells most folks put up their bird feeders in the backyard during the wintertime so as to attract birds to view, but you can actually do that year-round. In fact, summer is the perfect time to draw in some of the more colorful songbirds you'll see all year. Jim Fregonera at the DNR tells us a lot of people really enjoy a close-up examination of hummingbirds.
A lot of people for this time of year are sort of concentrate on the hummingbirds. Hummingbirds can come to our backyard feeders all the time, but especially now is a good time. And what you want to do, if you are going to be feeding hummingbirds, it's very, very simple. You can just go out and purchase a simple hummingbird feeder and just fill it with a sugar solution. And you can easily make this solution at home. It's just 4 parts water to 1 part sugar.
But there are loads of other migrants fresh back from South America getting ready to nest in West Virginia, and there's one universal food that'll draw them in year-round.
Black oil sunflower seeds. Most of our birds in West Virginia like eating these black oil sunflower seeds. So you could just go to a hardware store or whatever store you think may have the bird feed and just buy mainly the black oil sunflower seeds. A lot of birds will actually pick through all of the mixed seeds and actually pick out the black oil sunflower seeds.
Another summertime addition to your backyard birding would be a bath.
A lot of birds right now are looking for bird baths, looking for sources of water. You can make bird baths very, very simply. You can just get a bowl of water out there. Some people will take garbage can lids and flip them over and use that. But the main thing, too, is that you want to make sure that that water is always clean.
That cleaning recommendation also goes for your hummingbird and seed feeders, too.
We'd recommend cleaning them at least maybe once a week or so. You can dump out any unused seed. If it gets wet in the rain, you want to scoop that out and throw that away, too, and just fill it with fresh seed.
Plus, you can not only draw them in with feed, but with a little effort can become the home improvement warehouse of your neighborhood flock.
Some people, too, will provide nest material for birds. They can take string or pieces of cloth or felt and just kind of hang that up, like an old mop head maybe, just hang that outside. And you'll be amazed how many birds will come down and pick apart all that string and use it as part of their nest material.
Enjoy birding year-round right in your own backyard. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.